Father, we bless you this morning. We exhort you, for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love that cannot be compared. Lord, we worship you. You are good. You are kind. We exhort you, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Father, we lift up your name high above all the words of men. Your name is exalted far above the will of men. You are God, and you are God forevermore. You are God, and you are God all by yourself. Your glory is everlasting. Lord, we exalt you. We lay our crown before you, and we say thank you, Lord. We worship you. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. And Father, this morning we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Monday, the 20th of April, 2026. Today is the first day of the working week. I want you to thank the Lord for his mercy upon you. Thank him for his grace, for the enablement, for the breath of life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak to your week as you go today, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. Declare by the word of the Lord go before me into you this week and this day. The Lord make every crooked place straight in the name of Jesus. Every form of hindrance is removed across my way in the name of Jesus. I excel above every set limitation in this week in the name of Jesus. Doors that has been shutting against me, they are opened for me today. They are opened for me this week in the name of Jesus. I have access to opportunities in the name of Jesus. I declare the blessings of the Lord upon me, upon the works of my hand in the name of Jesus. The favor of the Lord is upon me. The blessings of the Lord is upon me in the name of Jesus. My steps today is unto life and not unto death, for my steps are ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. Therefore, I declare I will not walk into accident. I will not walk into error. I will not walk into any evil that is programmed by the kingdom of darkness. Oh, every plan of the enemy over me is frustrated. Every devices of the wicked over me will not prosper. Their enterprise over me will not prosper in the name of Jesus. Any weapon that is put together to stand against me this day will not prosper in the name of Jesus. Every hand that is raised against me, I command them to wither in the name of Jesus. Every mouth that professes evil concerning me in the name of Jesus, such word is condemned, such mouth is silenced in the name of Jesus. I lift up the banner of the Lord over me, for his banner over me is love. Oh, I declare this day the Lord bless me indeed. The abundance of the Lord is upon me, is upon my tent in the name of Jesus. This week I experience the favor of the Lord in another dimension in the name of Jesus. This week the Lord bless me abundantly in the name of Jesus. That which has been delayed, that which that I've been denied of, they are released unto me in the name of Jesus. I stand upon the word of the Lord and I declare the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Oh, the favor of the Lord is upon me in the name of Jesus. I enjoy the favor of the Lord. I enjoy the flow of his blessing. I enjoy the flow of the mercy of the Lord in the name of Jesus. As I walk through this week, I declare by the word of the Lord, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For the Lord is with me. For the Lord my God is my covering. His glory is upon me. His fire goes ahead of me. In the name of Jesus, I go into this week with the presence of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I am preserved by his blood. In the name of Jesus. Oh, the Lord prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemy. The Lord anoints my head with oil. My cup runs over. And I declare declare his blessing. Oh, the Lord prepare before me a banquet of his provision this week. My Monday is blessed. My Tuesday is full of favor. My Wednesday I experience his mercy. Oh, my Thursday is full of testimony. This Friday is a time of blessing for me. Oh, and Saturday, oh, the Lord crown my effort with his favor. And Sunday is a time of blessing, a time that I testify to his grace upon me. In the name of Jesus, the doors of blessing of this week is open unto me. In the name of Jesus, I speak to all that is in you this day, this week. You all walk together for my blessing. You walk together in my favor. In the name of Jesus, I am blessed of the Lord. I am blessed from the presence of the Lord. I cannot be cursed. Whosoever raises their mouth to curse me, they are cursed already. For that which the Lord has pronounced upon me cannot be reversed. In the name of Jesus, I am truly blessed. I therefore declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, before we go into the blessings of today is Monday, I want to make this announcement that by the grace of God, our time of refreshing program for this month of April, I told you before, it's going to be a special one, because by the grace of God, we are going to be celebrating the 6th year grace of God upon this, our podcast session of the ministry. It's going to be 6 years, so we are going to come together and bless the name of the Lord. And of course, we are going to be standing on the theme of the month, which is the word of the Lord. We are going to go deep into his word. We are going to stand upon his word, and we are going to claim his blessing. The Lord is going to open your eyes. The Holy Spirit is going to breathe upon you. You are going to see his word in another dimension. So I want to invite you on the 30th of this month, last Thursday of April, by 12 noon, at our place of fellowship, Oluwadamilare Garden, beside National Open University, that is along Sango Eleeli Road. National Open University is behind Tafo Arena at Jokudo Junction, Sango Eleeli Road, Ibadan. The Lord bless you. The program is going to start by 12 noon, and by 2 p.m. we are out of the place. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Come and receive strength from the presence of the Lord. It is well with you. The blessings of the Lord for us this Monday, this week as you go, will be taken from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28 from verse 1 to verse 13. But of a note, I want you to hold on that verse 12. As you are listening to me and as you are reading it, the Spirit of the Lord is convincing you that this is the verse for you as you go into the week. I want you to lay hold on that verse 12 of Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 to verse 13. Before we read the scripture, I want to bring your attention to verse 1 and verse 2 of that portion of the scripture. Let's read from verse 1 to 13. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, blessed shall you be in the country, blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offsprings of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you 7 ways. The Lord command his blessing on you in your storehouses and in all to which you set your hand, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his way. I want you to note that verse 9, the C part. If you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his way, then all peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord sought to your fathers to give you. Now verse 12, the Lord will open to you his good treasures, the heavens to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the works of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. I want you to give a resounding amen to that scripture. I want you to put your attention on that verse 1 as well, verse 1 and that part of that verse 9 as well. Now, verse 1 of Deuteronomy chapter 28 established our study guide scripture for the month of April, which is John chapter 8 verse 32. You will know the truth and the truth will make you free. Knowing the truth is not enough, but doing the truth, staying in the truth. Knowing the truth is not enough, but for you to do the truth, practice the truth, and not just that, but stay in the truth, ensures constant and consistent flow of God's blessing into your life. You become a favorite unto the Lord when you keep his word, when you keep his commandment. This week and for the rest of your days, I want to encourage you to choose the word of the Lord so that you can enjoy his blessing. If you keep the word of the Lord your God, you keep his word, then this blessing, his blessing will be permanent upon your life. This week as you go, I pronounce the blessings of the Lord upon you this day. The Lord set you high above every traps and limitations that is set across your way. In the name of Jesus, you walk upon them, for they shall not hinder you. They will not stop you, because by the Spirit of the Lord that is upon you, by his blessing that is upon you, you become a force that is unstoppable in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare by the word of the Lord opened the gates of blessing upon you in the name of Jesus. I prophesy the flow of unstoppable blessing into your life, into your ministry, into your business, into your household, into your place of employment. Your blessing will flow unstoppable. Your blessing will flow constantly and consistently in the name of Jesus. I declare upon your life, the Lord grants you access to treasures that are hidden, access to opportunities that is exclusive, access to riches that is hidden in dark places in the name of Jesus. I speak to you as you go into this week. The Lord grants you access to the flow of unstoppable favor. Favor that will grant you access to the treasures of men. Favor that will grant you access to the treasures of the earth, that you may know that the Lord God is with you, and by his mouth these words has been pronounced unto you in the name of Jesus. Whoever raises their hand against you, raises their hand against the Lord your God, who is a consuming fire. Oh, anyone that speaks against you, anyone that raises their hand against you, they are defeated before your face. You will look for them, you will not fear them. They will fear you, because the Lord your God is with you, and the Lord your God fights for you in the name of Jesus. Oh, I release the blessings of the Lord upon you, upon your storehouses, upon your storehouses. You know what that means? Your storehouses, your savings, the place where you store up, where you stack up, will not be empty. They will not be empty in the name of Jesus. All that you set your hands to do according to the will of God is blessed in the name of Jesus. As a matter of fact, this week is tagged a week of blessing for you. People that has never blessed you before will bless you today in the name of Jesus. The Lord grants you plenty of his goodness. His goodness is upon you. You flourish beyond the limitations of men, beyond the limits of nature. You flourish in the name of Jesus. The Lord God open unto you his good treasures. The Lord open unto you his favor. The heaven and the earth work together to establish your blessings and to bless all the works of your hand. Abundance is your possession. Your flow will not be stopped. Your flow will not be cut off. You enjoy the constant flow of God's mercy. You enjoy the constant flow of God's blessing in the name of Jesus. You are blessed in all that you do in the name of Jesus. The favor of the Lord is upon you this week. Testimonies that you have never recorded before is your portion this week in the name of Jesus. Oh, this is what the Lord has said concerning you, and the blessings is permanent. Remember, he said in his word that none of the words that has proceed out of his mouth will return back to him void, but that which the Lord has sent it to do, it will prosper in it, it will accomplish it. The word of the Lord has been released upon you. This word prosper upon your day, prospers in your life in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The gracious hand of the Lord be upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want you to keep in mind that the coming of the Lord is at hand. The coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare for his coming. Stay with the word of the Lord. Stay with the truth, and the truth will continue to set you free. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you, and God bless you. Have a wonderful day and have a blessed week.